Blog Talk Radio.
Will be done in the Amen. 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 Praise God on the night. Praise God. We thank God for everybody who called in, everybody who was tuned in. You are tuned in now to the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Live. And we are uncensored. We thank God for everybody who is tuned in on you on our Facebook Live. We thank God for all our Blog Talk listeners right now. Like I said, this is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide and Uncensored. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost Sr. It is truly a blessing to once again be on the line on tonight. Before we continue, we're going to go ahead and go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to just thank you one more time for allowing us to gather together in your name, Lord. Lord, we ask that you move in a mighty way on tonight, Lord. Allow all of us to decrease so that you can increase. Hallelujah. Allow our way and our will, hallelujah, to decrease so that your will and your way can increase, Lord. Hallelujah. Your word says there's a way that seems right to man that's wrong to you. Hallelujah. Show us the right way, Lord. Hallelujah. So that we won't be led astray. We rebuke any work of the enemy on tonight. We bind the devil in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We cast him away in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you right now for everything that you are going to do, everything that you are about to do, and everything that you are already doing in our lives. And we praise and magnify your holy name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Once again, we want to thank God on tonight. Hallelujah for each and every person who has called in, everybody who has tuned in. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost Sr. Hallelujah. Once again, it's a blessing to be on the line on tonight. Praise God on the night. Hallelujah. We're going to go with our opening scripture on tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to go to Psalms 100. Amen on tonight. Psalms 100. Praise God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lambs. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And send to his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse number 4 tonight says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and unto his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Praise God. That really says it all right there. When we enter into the house of the Lord, when we come into the presence of God, hallelujah, we are to enter into his gates with thanksgiving. We're not just talking about going to the church house. Praise God. Because when the writer wrote this, he was talking about going down to the temple. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But in this day and time, we know that the presence of God don't just live in the temple. Hallelujah. We as Christians believe that the presence of God lives with us every single day, every single minute, every single hour of our lives. So we are always in the presence of God. Therefore, we don't have to wait till we enter into the gates. Hallelujah. Amen. We are supposed to always have an attitude of gratitude. We are to always be thankful, hallelujah, unto the Lord, amen. We are to always bless his name. Praise God. I used to say all the time, whenever we come to God, most of the time we want something. Hallelujah. Praise God. Most of the time we want God to do something in our lives. Hallelujah. We want him to reveal something to us. We want him to answer a question. Hallelujah. We want him to save somebody. Amen. Praise God. We want him to save us. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, the Lord say amen. When you come before him, you got to have an attitude. Hallelujah. Amen. An attitude of gratitude. You got to have when somebody come to you and wants something. Amen. If they ain't got the right attitude, you're not going to give it to them. If they ain't appreciative for what you've already done, why would I do anything more for you? Hallelujah. Praise God. Is our God not the same way? Does he not deserve that much consideration? Because when you get ready to call whoever you call to get your money from them, hallelujah, amen, you put on that voice, amen, you put on that right attitude because you know you got to have that right attitude in order for them, hallelujah, to break bread. Praise God. Well, now why not give God the same consideration? Why come before him amen, with that whining attitude, that unappreciative attitude, that, Lord, why is this happening to me? Hallelujah. Why am I going through this, then the other thing? Why? Praise God. Hallelujah. When you should be thankful for what God has already done. Hallelujah. And appreciate what God has got you at right now. Hallelujah. And know that God is getting ready. Hallelujah. Amen. To excel you, to advance you, to promote you into whatever level, hallelujah, that God is getting ready to promote you to. But first, you got to appreciate the level that you are already on. Therefore, hallelujah, you are to always, amen, give God thanks. You are to always bless his name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. There's not a time now. There's not a place we go. Amen. That's secluded. That's set aside just for us to do that. Praise God. We have to give God praise wherever we are at all times. Hallelujah. He said the time has come where God seeks those who worship them in spirit and in truth. Amen. Not just in the mountains, not just in the temple, not just in the synagogue. Hallelujah. Who he that worships him 24/7, 7 days a week, with their life, their lifestyle, hallelujah, with their words. Amen. Praise God. Somebody who worships him in spirit and in truth. Somebody who always has thanksgiving in their heart for God, and someone who always blesses his name. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. I'm talking about an attitude of gratitude. And if anybody out there on the phone line tonight, if you have an attitude of gratitude, we're getting ready to open up the line. Hallelujah. For anybody who would like to testify, if you have a testimony tonight, if you have a prayer request, those of you watching us live out there on Facebook, we invite you to call in with us on tonight. That number is 516-666-9967. You call that number, you can call directly into the program, and we will, amen, we are about to open up the lines, and you will be able to put your testimony or your prayer request on the throne of grace. Praise God on tonight. Now, if you don't want to call in, we still invite you to leave your testimonies and prayer requests in the comments on the bottom of the screen, praise God. And we will, amen, read them. We will put them on the throne of grace. We will pray together, amen, and watch God move and believe God to do something good in your life, praise God. Amen. Without further ado, we're going to open up the phone lines at this time. If there'll be one on the line on tonight that has a testimony or a prayer request, we invite you to put that on the throne of grace at this time. Will there be one on tonight?
Amen, amen. This is Sister Valencia. I want to give honor to God who is the head of my life. And I just want to thank God for the opportunity to be on the line one more time. I just want to thank God for the mind. There's so many people that's just losing their mind. They're just snapping. And I just thank God that I still have my mind. I do not take that for granted. And I also thank God that I have the mind that I still want to serve him in spite of. And my prayer request is for strength just to endure what I got to go through to get to the next level. Amen.
Amen, amen. We thank God for Sister Valencia on tonight. Amen. Praise God. We're going to put that prayer request on the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Give her the strength to go to the next level. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Do we have another prayer request on the line on tonight?
Praise the Lord, Elder, and everyone else, First Lady and Valencia. This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York. I just asking my baby girl, she's driving from college to just come and see her mom. I'm just asking, please, for traveling mercy. And the word is so far looking good, and it sounds good, man of God. And please say hello to First Lady. God bless you, everyone.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for Sister Jennifer on tonight. Hallelujah. Praying for traveling mercy for her daughter on tonight. Amen. We will put that prayer request on the throne of grace. Praise God. Do we have another prayer request on tonight? Amen. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We will be opening the phone lines back up. Hallelujah. At the end of our, after the message, praise God, before we close our program, Hallelujah, amen. So if anybody out there, amen, has a testimony or prayer request and you did not get to put it on the throne of grace, amen, or perhaps you didn't get to call in on time, hallelujah, we will be opening the phone lines back up for testimonies and prayer requests following the word of God. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to go to the throne of grace. Amen. Then we're going to introduce our speaker for tonight. Hallelujah. Then we're going to get into the word of God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you one more time for allowing us to come together in your name, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for your mighty and your powerful word that you are about to bring us on tonight. Lord, we want to ask that you touch Sister Valencia, Lord, that you bless her, hallelujah, in a mighty way. Bless her with the strength to go to the next level, hallelujah, that you are trying to take her to, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, amen, for everything that you are doing for her in her life, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord, for Sister Jennifer. We thank you for her daughter on tonight, hallelujah. We just ask you to give her traveling grace and traveling mercy as she travels the highways and the byways, Lord. Be with her in the car, hallelujah. Help her guide and steer that car, hallelujah, amen, from getting to point A to point B, Lord. And we thank you right now. We believe it is so. Lord, bless Sister Valencia on tonight. Lord, touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. Hallelujah. Let the anointing flow freely from her on tonight. Hallelujah. We bind and rebuke any work of the enemy that's going to try to interfere with us receiving the word of God on tonight. Hallelujah. And we thank you in advance for everything that you are about to do on tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. I hope you guys are ready for a word from the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We have our dear friend with us on tonight. Amen. About to bring the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. She has her own prayer line as well. Amen. We know her well over here on the Anointed Truth of Christ. I'm talking about none other than our friend in Christ, our sister in Christ. Hallelujah. None other than Sister Valencia Scott. Praise God on tonight, Sister Valencia. It is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way on tonight.
Amen, amen. Thank you, man of God, for the beautiful introduction to everyone that's on the line, to the First Lady. I want to thank y'all once again for opportunity to be on your line to bring forth the word of God. And allow me to go to the throne of grace with prayer first. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Father, as humble as I know how, repenting now, Father, of anything that I've done that's not like you, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that you just continue to create in me a pure heart, renewing me the right spirit, Father God. Anything that's not of you, Father, I pray that you take it out. I pray that you just continue to mold and shape me into the woman of God that you will have me be, Father God. And I pray as I bring forth the word, Father God, that people will be healed, delivered, and set free, Father God. I pray that someone will be encouraged on this line tonight, Father God. I pray that somebody just will hold on. Anyone that want to give up, Father God, I pray tonight they just want to hold on one more time in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I pray that you have me behind the cross, Father God. Remove Valencia out the way, Father God. Be through me and to me for your glory in your precious son Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And the scriptures that I'm going to be coming from tonight are going to be Genesis 37, 5 through 11. Again, I'm coming from Genesis 37, 5 through 11. Now, Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. So he said to them, "Please hear this dream, which I have dreamed. There we were binding sheaves in the field. Then behold, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And indeed, your sheaves stood if around and bowed down to my sheaf." And his brother said to him, "Shall you indeed reign over us, or shall you indeed have dominion over us?" So they hated him even more for his dream and for his words. Then he dreamed still another dream and told it to his brothers and said, Look, I have told you this dream. Hold on, let me go back up. I'm going to number 9. Then he dreamed still another dream and told it to his brothers and said, "Look, I have dreamed another dream. And this time, the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bowed down to me. So he told it to his father and his brothers. And his father rebuked him and said to him, "What is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall your mother and I and your brothers indeed come to bow down to the earth before you?" And his brothers envied him, but his father kept the matter in mind. And I just got through reading Genesis 37, 5 through 11. And the word I have for tonight, when you are chosen. And the definition for chosen is one who is the object choice or divine favor or elected person. And everybody know the story about Joseph. Everybody know that Joseph is the chosen one. Everybody know that Joseph is the prophet. Everybody know that Joseph is the dreamer. So when you are chosen, you're going to go through all type of things. One thing, when I have brought this story many times, the way I see it now, when God give you vision and dreams, sometimes we love to run and tell everybody about our vision and dreams. See, Joseph's brothers already hated him, but I think they would hate him so much if he didn't run and tell him his dreams. Sometimes our mouth can be our biggest problem, but Joseph is chosen. And when you are chosen in ministry, you're going to go through all type of things. When you are chosen, people just are not going to like you. The main people that's not going to like you when you are chosen are your family. As you see, they did not like Joseph because he was his father's favorite. So this had issues with Joseph. Joseph did not do anything. But by them not liking him and hating him so much and being so jealous of him, I'm talking about ministry, and I'm talking about being chosen. Because I hear a lot of people say that they want to be chosen, but they don't want to go through the suffering of being chosen. And sometimes it ain't even about you want to be chosen. Sometimes it's God that chooses you. Okay, as I move forward, as the brothers hated Joseph, they all got together and plotted, threw him in a dungeon, and went and told his father that he was killed. First of all, they all in their cells thinking about all this hate, all this jealousy, all this envy, with the 6, 7 deadly sins, all these different feelings that these brothers going through towards their own brother, their brother now. They set this man to put him in a dungeon, sell him to slavery, and then go break their father's heart and say he's dead. They break their own father's heart because of jealousy, because of envy, because he's the favorite. I'm talking about being chosen, okay? They sell him to slavery. But in order, by Joseph being chosen, he had something that he needed to be done. So sometimes God will put you in a situation. Like I said, Joseph didn't ask to be chosen. God chose Joseph. So God allowed the brothers to lie. God allowed them to sell him into slavery because it's something that Joseph had to do. So like I said, God will put you in uncomfortable situations when you're chosen. I'm talking about when you're chosen. Okay, they sell him to slavery, but he got favor. He got favor. And by him getting favor, and I'm about to talk about lust. Next thing I'm about to talk about is lust. He gets favor when he moves over to this king's house. Oh, and this one man, the queen, oh, she saw Joseph. Oh, she lusted after that young thing. She liked it, Joseph. But Joseph was actually a true man of God. Because this day and time, it's terrible, this day and time, I just thank God that Joseph had the right mind because he ran from that Jezebel. I don't know too many men nowadays to know how to run from a Jezebel. I mean, Joseph ran from sin. And another thing I like about Joseph, what we do think, we talk about what we go through all the time. As I read the story of Joseph, I didn't hear Joseph talk to nobody about what he going through. I didn't hear Joseph talk about my brother sold me into slavery. I didn't hear Joseph talk about my family don't like me. Joseph did not talk about none of that. What Joseph did was obey God. It mattered more to Joseph what God thought instead of what man thought. I'm talking about being chosen and how we should be as Christians when we are chosen. God give us demonstration after demonstration through the word of God. Look at David. Look at Joseph. Look at Jacob. Look at all these different stories. Everybody in the Bible is chosen. Look at David. When you are chosen, expect to go through. Expect. Just give God praise that he take you to the next level. Okay, now for this Jezebel, lied again, a lie. I'm telling you, people will believe a lie quicker than they'll believe the truth. She lied on Joseph and he went to prison. I'm like, okay, now that's a lot. I'm doing like, come on, this is how we be. Okay, God, I'm doing everything for you because this is what we do. No, let me just say me. God, I'm doing everything for you. My family don't like me, God. They lied. They sold me. They hate me. I didn't do nothing, God. All I want to do is serve you, Lord. I'm in the kingdom. I ran from sin, God, and now I'm in prison. I'm in prison. All I did is want to serve you. This is when we get weary, saints. This, we get weary because we can't see where God is taking us. Uh-huh. We're looking at it through our own eyes instead of looking at it from a spiritual standpoint. See, God knew exactly what he was doing. He's constantly moving Joseph to different and different levels because as he's in prison, it's somebody that he has to meet because Joseph is a prophet, okay? Joseph can interpret dreams. It's another level. See, Joseph had to take his, bring his family to a whole another level. They didn't see. That's why I say God allowed all these things to happen to Joseph so he could help his family. Joseph became a king. But the one thing that I love about Joseph forgave his family. That's the big blessing blocker that we have, saints. We won't forgive. And you can say you forgive over and over again, but God knows we forgive or not. Joseph forgave his brothers, okay? He forgave them because it was a certain level that God wanted him to be. It was not about what Joseph wanted, what Joseph went through. It's a certain level that God wanted him to be because he's the true prophet. And then it was so beautiful because his father was finally happy that he had his son back. But let me back up. I think it was Benjamin. Because he set his brothers up to say that they see he set them up, and he really wanted to see that they have remorse, and they did have remorse. They felt bad after all the things that they did because of the jealousy, because of the envy, because he was his father's favorite. They did regret it, and Joseph saw it, and he told, he said, brothers, it is I, and I mean that is the best part of this story, forgiveness. Why we can't forgive? Why be so much hate in our hearts, saints? And we say we saints. You know what, saints? We allow too much about what's going on in the world and what's going on in our life, saints. We just allow it just to take over. But when you chosen, you cannot worry about what you're going through because it's not about you no more. It's all about God. Joseph was all about God. Like I said, Joseph did not discuss with nobody. And nobody seen in their Bible that Joseph discussed with anybody about what he went through. But what Joseph did, he gave God praise. What he did, he trusted God's plan. He didn't get thrown off track. He kept on going. Joseph was actually a true man of God. And that's the way God wants us. That's the way it's in the book. If they can do it, we make excuses. I'm going to say I make excuses. Because if they can do it in the biblical days, in the Bible, why can't I? Like I said, you can be chosen. Like, I want to do this. I want to be a minister. I want to be a pastor. I'm chosen. Okay, first of all, I didn't want to be chosen. I was running from God. God said, if you don't come on in, you ain't going to make it. So I have no choice. But I do thank God that he saved me because I do not want to be a part of this world. They would have big killed me. I'm serious because the devil is the devil, these people in the world, the devil just got them. They so blinded. They can't see anything. They are so lost. Everybody in the world just doing something. Everything. I mean, it's no limit. It's just no limit. So I just thank God that he saved me. I thank God that he made me different. I thank God that I am chosen because the way God have me, I'm very bold. God had to make me bold like this because the way that he give me the word, he know I'm going to deliver the word like he said. I'm going to tell me to deliver the word. And the way that I deliver the word, a lot of people don't like the way I deliver the word. But that's what happened when you chosen. Like I said, when you chosen, expect not to be like, okay? When you chosen, expect people to talk about you. When you chosen, you're going to have to go through it. That's the part about being chosen. And the beautiful thing about being chosen like that, you can go to God and know that God got you because he's the one that chose you. And you should feel like a privilege and an honor, like, wow, I am chosen because Joseph did it. And that was a beautiful story when I was thinking about, I didn't know what I was going to bring forth tonight. And God said about being chosen. Everybody has something that they can do, but there's certain people that want to be like evangelists and certain things like that. Well, if you want those type of titles, you have to be ready to go through. one thing that'll keep you, fasting. Fasting get you at yourself. Fasting is beautiful. Fasting remove you. I mean, fasting make you get on your knees, continue to seek God, and God will give you all the desires of your heart. But I have learned if you make God the main thing in your life, he's just the most important. You want to please him, not please man. I promise you, God will grant you everything that your heart desires. I know for a fact. I'm a living testimony of what he can do. I don't want nothing more than I want God. Because, see, I know God going to always be there. When I'm laying down at night and I'm waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm talking to the good Lord. And I have learned it's a privilege. When he want to wake you up like that and speak to you, that should make you feel, you're like, wow, he really wants that time. And he don't want you to do nothing but talk to him. It's the relationship that God wants. He wants to have a relationship, not just Wednesdays and Sundays, not because you go to the church building, not just Wednesdays. I'm talking about every day. He wants to talk to us every day. That should make you feel, and he just want to bless us. And even though saints, we mess up saints, he still want to bless us. Don't you know God know we lie? We're like, God, I sin, I ain't going to do it again. He said, you're going to do it again, but I'm bless you anyway. I mean, ain't that an awesome type of God? And he love you unconditionally. He know everything that you're going to do before you do it. And he love everybody all, just the same. I mean, that is just an awesome God, the type of God that we got. That's why I just want to serve him with everything that I have. And I'm glad that he chose me. I was running, but I'm not running no more. Because, see, now I know what I'm running to. And when I'm running, other people want to run as well. But that's all I got, because I only say what God gave me to say, then I shut up because I don't want Valencia to get in the way. So that is the word for tonight, when you are chosen. Thank you, Elder First Lady.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for you all tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for Sister Valencia on tonight. We thank God for that word on tonight. Amen. Let's do this, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you on tonight for the woman of God. We thank you for the word that she gave on tonight, Lord. We ask that you replenish her, the virtues you have, that she has poured out onto your people on tonight, and continue to fill her up with your word. Continue to mold her and shape her, Lord, into the woman of God that you want her to be, Lord. And we thank you right now for everything you are doing and everything you have done in her life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. You know, I love Joseph because, like she said, Joseph is everything that we aspire to be. Hallelujah. As Christians. Praise God. Hallelujah. We aspire to be able to be as humble as Joseph, to be as forgiving as Joseph. You know, some of us still holding grudges for stuff that happened to us as children, to people, amen, that did stuff to us when we was kids. Hallelujah. Some of us are holding on to bondages from people who are already dead and gone. Praise God, amen. Refusing to holding on to unforgiveness and not forgiving them. Hallelujah. Praise God, amen. We thank God for that word on tonight. We thank God for the woman of God on tonight. Hallelujah. I want to open up the phone lines again. If there's one on the line tonight, amen, that has a testimony, prayer request, or perhaps you have something you want to share with us on tonight, amen. Once again, those of you that are online, we welcome you to call in tonight, 516-666-9967. Call in, amen, with your testimony or prayer request, or perhaps God put some on your heart to share with us. Amen. We invite you to call in. Praise God. We thank God for those of you that are watching us live right now on Instagram as well as Facebook. Call in. Praise God. Hallelujah. And congregate with the people of God. Let's put it together. Put it on the throne of grace and watch God move in everyone's life. Praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. Do we have another testimony, another prayer request on the line on tonight? The phone lines are open. Will there be another one on tonight? Amen. Praise God. Well, we just thank God for everybody who called in on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank God for Brother Glenn watching online. Hallelujah. Brother Samuel watching online. Hallelujah. Sister Latoya. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for Prophetess Tamika on tonight watching online. Hallelujah. Brother Mr. Magic watching on Instagram. We thank God for you as well. Praise God. Everybody who called and tuned in on tonight, we thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. Hallelujah. We have truly had a blessed time on tonight. We thank God for the word of God that came through the woman of God on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to remind everybody we will be back online, amen, on Sunday night. Praise God. Sunday night we will be back online. And look, amen, within the coming weeks we're going to incorporate one morning, amen, we're going to go online. I'm looking at Saturday morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're looking to have a Saturday morning talk show coming real soon. Praise God. So keep looking for that. Praise God. If you haven't already, go to our Facebook pages. Amen. The Anointed Teeth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Go to that page. Like that page so you can get all the updates of when our new shows will be coming out. Amen. You can also find us on Blog Talk Radio. Just put Blog Talk Radio in your search bar. Amen. Look for the Anointed Tooth of Christ or look for Care Broadcast Radio Network. Amen. And you can follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Amen. You can also go to our, we invite you to like our YouTube channel. Praise God. Follow us on YouTube. Amen. You can like the videos. You can follow us. Hallelujah. Subscribe. That's the word I'm looking for. You can subscribe to us on YouTube at Care Church INC. Praise God. Care Church INC. We invite you to go subscribe. Amen. We have plenty of videos on there for each and everybody on there. Praise God. Myself, First Lady, Bishop Page. Hallelujah. Bishop Alexis. Hallelujah. Amen. How you doing, Prophet of Sealing, on tonight? Blessing to see you online. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we invite each and every one of you, hallelujah, amen, to, come like us. Follow us on all our social media. Praise God. Hallelujah. We will, like I said, we will be back online on Sunday night. Amen. With a dynamic word from the Lord. Amen. So I just want to close out tonight. We just thank God for each and every person online. Amen. Everybody who called in, everybody who tuned in, we thank God for Sister Jennifer on tonight calling into the line. Amen. We have had a blessed time in the Lord. We thank God for the woman of God on tonight, Sister Melissa Scott, bringing forth that dynamic word on tonight. We thank God for her. And we're going to go ahead and pray out with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on tonight, Lord, for you being who you are, and that's God all by yourself. We thank you, Lord, for your word on tonight. We ask that, Lord, replenish our, that word replenish our souls on tonight, that we take that word, hallelujah, and we walk with that word. We walk that word out in our everyday lives, Lord. Help us to be more forgiving, Lord. Help us to be more humble, Lord. Help us to be more chastened, hallelujah, when it comes to your word. Help us to be more like Joseph, Lord, and keep our eyes on you, and help us to see that all things are working together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. We praise you on tonight. We magnify you on tonight, Lord. We thank you on tonight. You are truly worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And we just want to let you know, like, Lord, before we leave this line, Lord, that we love you. We love you, Lord, and we appreciate you for each and everything that you have done in our lives. And we will continue to praise your name. We will continue to magnify you. We will continue to lift you up. You said, Lord, in your word, that if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you. Hallelujah. We lift you up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We magnify you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. We bind the enemy right now. The enemy is waiting for us when we get off the line. We bind it. Hallelujah. The enemy that's waiting for us when we wake up in the morning, we are already bound it. Hallelujah. That enemy that's waiting for us tomorrow as we go about our day, we have already bound him. Hallelujah. We have already commanded him to flee from our lives. And we thank you for the authority to do so in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we praise your name on tonight. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God on tonight. And as we leave the line, hallelujah, we just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, hallelujah, we love y'all. We want to ask everybody have a blessed night. Everybody go with God. And do not forget, do not forget, do not forget hallelujah, to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. We'll see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide and Uncensored. Y'all have a blessed night.
make your body language prophesy. I'm stealing that for the night vision. When you say breakthrough, I need you to break out of the stuff that you're in. And I need you to break forth.
I am just one ray from my grave.
I don't know if y'all really got it. I need you to get in your neighbor's face. I need you to prophesy to them and tell them, you are just here.
Happening here.